welcome to this Friday edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Dave Ball here in studio with Crown CEO and the host of Money Life, Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, today we'll hear the story of Patrick Gesselman and share with our audience why you wanted them to hear his story today.
Well, our audience knows by now that we like to introduce them to people that serve as great examples of people who actually apply God's word to their financial situation. And Patrick's story is especially important for several reasons. First of all, he not only knew what to do, but he took action. And I don't want to give the story away, Dave, but you're going to hear that Patrick and his wife, Heather, made some pretty difficult decisions, and they acted upon what they believed. And for those who are listening today who know, and maybe they've listened for a long time, Dave, and they know they need to do something different, but they can't seem to get started. They can't seem to take that first step. I think today is going to be that little nudge that says, gee, if Patrick and Heather can do it, then I can do it too. And that's what I'm hoping for from this interview. And there's one other thing, is that oftentimes we make it sound really easy in Christendom. You know, if you just take this step, then it's all going to work out. Well, Patrick and Heather are in the middle. They're in a process that's leading them to where they want to get. And I think it's encouraging to hear people who haven't reached the final destination. They're taking the steps and they're moving along the journey. And it's encouraging to know that other people are still a part of the bumpy ride, but they're trying to get where they want to go. It reminds me of watching the journey that my children go on when they enter Boy Scouts. Now, scouting sets out a very clear process and steps you have to take. You become a scout, and then a tenderfoot, second class, first class, star, life, and then eagle. Well, every boy knows that you have to join to become an eagle. And every boy knows you have to move up in rank to become an eagle. But so many of them get discouraged along the way, and they never get to the goal. Well, what you're going to hear today is a young couple that not only started, they're in the middle of their journey, they're doing a great job, they're staying encouraged, and I wanted to encourage our listeners that no matter where they are, whether they need to begin or they need to continue to the next step, that they hear and identify with a story where they can find themselves in that story and be encouraged to get on with it, Dave. That's what I hope they're going to hear today, and I'm really looking forward to introducing them to Patrick Gesselman.
Well, thanks, Chuck. And if you have to step away from today's program at any point, you can hear it in its entirety again at crown.org. We'll take a short break and be back with our guest, Patrick Gesselman, right after this.
Are you over 50 and thinking about retirement? Well, if you want to actually experience retirement one day, you have to plan for it. And we have a book that'll tell you how. It's Your Money After the Big 5-0, written by Crown Financial Ministries co-founder Larry Burkett and financial planner Ron Blue. Your Money After the Big 5-0 will equip you with biblical wisdom and practical advice for succeeding in the second half of life, having a fully funded retirement, and being free to serve the Lord. And you'll learn about the importance of finishing strong and leaving a legacy of stewardship to your children and grandchildren. If you're ready to put together a financial plan for a retirement that'll honor God and give you wealth that'll last, get a copy of Your Money After the Big 5-0 right now at crown.org. Your Money After the Big 5-0 by Larry Burkett and Ron Blue is available online at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and today you get to meet Patrick Gesselman from Bel Air, Maryland. Patrick is brave enough to come and tell his entire story to us. Patrick's got a great testimony, and I want to welcome you to the program today, Patrick. Great to have you.
Thanks, Chuck. It's an honor to talk to you.
Well, you and Heather were married in 2001, and you were totally in debt. And it got a little bit worse from there. Pick up from when you got married in 2001 and tell us about your story.
Well, it kind of really started, most of it started at the marriage. We put a lot of the wedding ceremony and the honeymoon on the credit cards. Going into the marriage, I had opened maybe two credit cards, and with a balance of about $2,000, we racked up another $3,000 just with the wedding and the honeymoon. Heather came in with a new car loan and some student loans, but relatively she was otherwise debt-free. When we got married, we just had bad spending habits. We did not have a financial plan. We did not have a budget. We lived paycheck to paycheck. What we would do is we would receive our paychecks, and we would pretty much spend all that money. And when that money was gone, we would just live off the credit cards. Any big expenses like Christmas or any repairs that came up would go straight to the credit cards.
So, Patrick, did you have any money saved at all?
We thought we did. I had a tiny mutual fund with maybe $1,000 sitting off to the side. I don't even know why I had it or what purpose it served. It was just out there for our comfort.
So you're spending more than you earn, and you're using these credit cards sort of as your slush fund. If you're a little bit over, hey, put it on the credit card. We'll take care of that later. And suddenly you realize that a lot of debts accumulate.
Yes, very much. It accumulated very fast. The overall plan was to spend so much on the credit card each month, and then at the end of the month pay more towards the credit card
yes.
than we had spent, but that never seemed to happen.
So, Patrick, how much debt did you end up with just in credit card debt?
Well, even that got a little complicated with our finances. In 2004, we had accumulated roughly $13,500 worth of credit card debt.
Okay.
And it started to become overwhelming, and we were getting flyers in the mail, so we refinanced our house. And we rolled over the credit card debt, and we rolled over my car loan, and we refinanced our house that way. The house payment, or the house mortgage, went from $89,000 to $116,000. And that was 13 and a half worth of credit card debt. By the time things really started to turn around in 2008, we had an additional $25,000 in credit card debt because we did not change our spending habits.
Okay, so I want to stop right there, Patrick, because this is where so many people make a bad assumption about money when they think they're going to get bailed out of their credit card debt or their car loan or what other debts they roll into that home equity line of credit. Then they end up with a greater house payment, they don't change their spending habits, and they end up with more credit card debt. And that's exactly what happened to you, isn't it?
That's exactly what happened. We had the mindset of, okay, our credit cards are gone, we're not going to get back into them. But we didn't cut them up, and we used them the next day. Something about our mindset did not click.
So I know there's a happy ending to this story, so I want our listeners to hang in there with us for just a second. What caused you to change? What happened in your life when you realized we've accumulated a ton of debt and something's got to give? What made that come about?
Well, Chuck, I mean, when the credit cards started to accumulate and the bills really started to pile on and we were paying $150 in interest a month, we both knew something was wrong and that we had to change our habits, but we didn't know how to implement that, and we didn't talk about it. We didn't really pray about it. We didn't do anything special. I remember at one point in time I made a big poster with our total debt and put it on the wall just to remind me how much was there, hoping that I could pay more this month than we've spent. It didn't seem to help at all.
Well, how did Heather respond to it? Was she stressed out about it, or was she saying, hey, you handled that?
The Lord really blessed us in the fact that we did not fight about money. And the reason why we did not fight a lot is because we just spent whatever we wanted, and we didn't argue about what the other person spent. And we had enough good credit to keep us going for as long as we did.
So you're not fighting about it, but you're worried about it. You've made this poster to remind yourself.
Yes.
But still no change in behavior. Tell
no
me
change.
What happened.
What happened was for Christmas of 2007, I bought myself a Zune MP3 player on credit, of course, and I started to download the Crown podcast. At the time, it was Money Matters, or How to Manage Your Money. And I just started listening. The program actually let me download a lot of the back programs all the way back to almost 2006. And I spent, honestly, about a month just listening to Howard Dayton on the radio program and just listening to everything he said and all the podcasts and just soaking it in. And I went home. It was a gradual change for us. It wasn't immediate. That was the turning point. But I went home and I prayed with Heather and we talked about it. And she was pretty much on the same page. We knew we had to change. We knew how now we had the tools to kind of move forward and how to do it. We stopped using the credit cards. It was a while before we got onto a strict budget.
Okay, hold on just a second, Patrick, because you're making it sound really easy, but you decided that you and Heather were going to make a change. You presented this idea to her, and she said she agrees, and the first thing that you did was to stop using the credit cards. Is that right?
Yes. We stopped carrying them in our wallet and purse. We put them in a safe box by the bed, and we both agreed not to use them unless it was a real emergency.
And did you suddenly realize, my goodness, we've been overspending, and by going to a cash system, you realized that you could actually be successful living within your means?
It was hard. It wasn't easy. We've always used our debit cards, and we still continue to use our debit cards, and I bounced a few, but we had to cut our standard of living down.
So, Patrick, you went to a cash system and a debit card-only system. That way, you couldn't overspend, and if you did, you got punished immediately by being overdrawn. Was that the system?
Yeah, the system was pretty much that. You know, the Visa check cashing card out of our bank accounts. And then any time that we went over, we had a fee.
Well, I know that as of today, you have paid off all of your credit cards, and you believe you've paid them off for the rest of your life. Is that right?
That's correct.
Well, that is a lot to celebrate, Patrick. And how long has it taken you to do that?
Well, with the sale of our house, it took approximately 2 years.
Okay, so there are some other moves in there, some other hard decisions in there that enabled you to pay off these credit cards this quickly. And I want to learn more about that when we come back, Patrick. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Our guest today is Patrick Gesselman. He's sharing his personal testimony of how they got completely out of credit card debt. We'll be right back with more of my interview with Patrick Gesselman.
Running a successful business in this very challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills, and a coach to help you navigate these uncharted waters. Business by the Book brings the brightest minds in history to bear on the most important issues facing your business today. Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring and firing, pay increases and promotions, management team selection, and much more. Authored by well-known financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book offers a biblical worldview to businesses of all types. Whether you're a startup or an established firm, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you each step of the way from God's Word. Business by the Book is available now at crown.org. That's crown.org. Log on, order your copy, and begin enjoying the satisfaction of running your business by the book today.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and today Patrick Gesselman is sharing his testimony of completing Destination 2 on the money map. And now, Patrick, you're on Destination 3, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
But to get there, you had to make some pretty significant decisions. One of them involved your house. Tell us what you did in regard to your housing expense.
Well, our house became a major factor. When we refinanced the house, as I told you earlier, we moved into an interest-only loan. And that was getting ready to expire, and our house payment was getting ready to go up to $250. So we had to make a decision. God really blessed us and presented us with an opportunity to move into my brother's townhouse for incredibly low rate by the graciousness of my brother, but also including putting some work into it and just renovating the bathroom and doing a deck in the backyard. So we made the decision to sell the house. Sold the house for sale by owner, and through the grace of God, it sold within 3 months.
And what year was that, Patrick?
It sold in September of 2008.
Oh, my.
Which was a very bad time for selling
sure.
the house. What we were able to do is because we had purchased the house in 2001, we did make a pretty good profit, and we rolled most of that profit right into the debt. That left us with $6,000 worth of credit card debt that over the next, I think, the past 9 months, we were able to pay off.
So now you are credit card debt free, Patrick. You're also out from under that first and second mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
And you're working on Destination 3, which is to get rid of all other consumer debt. How much consumer debt do you have left?
Well, we have a small amount on Heather's car, about $2,300, and she has a student loan for just under $10,000.
Okay, and you're going to work on those now?
Yes.
So let me ask you this, Patrick. How do you and Heather feel about the decisions that you've made?
Well, it's kind of two-sided. Having the financial margin in our life has really been great. Heather and I, our relationship is closer. We're growing closer to God, and we just see the progress that we're making, and it's very encouraging. But it's also, we also did give up a lot of our freedoms in owning a house.
And your goal then would be to get back to being a homeowner soon.
Absolutely. That is our short-term goal that we're really crunching on.
One of the questions I have for people who are listening today and they're going, you know, I hear what Patrick and Heather have done, but they probably make more money than I do, or they probably are just more disciplined than I am. Patrick, can anybody do this?
Yeah, I think anybody can do this. We didn't really do anything very special. We started listening to the podcast, started taking some advice. We don't make a lot of money. I'm at an entry-level salary. Heather's actually missed a few years of work related to an illness during the time that we've been paying off the credit cards. And all we really did was just follow advice, and it's been God the whole way.
You know, Patrick, what you have done that's so remarkable to me and so encouraging for me is that you knew that you had no financial margin. You use the term that I like to use, no positive cash flow month in and month out, and that you had to have it in order to get healthy financially. So you made some hard decisions. And what I find is many people don't want to make those hard decisions. You did sell the house. You did decide to become a renter. You did decide to dedicate your surplus income to the elimination of your debt. And so those are the ways, the behaviors that get people to where they need to go. But first you had to believe that it was the right decision and trust God to do this. Do you and Heather believe that having your mind renewed in God's truth and following His principles, has that been a big part of your satisfaction in this process?
Absolutely. When I first started listening to the podcast and Howard Dayton touched on the over 2,400 verses in the Bible about money, I started to dive into that, and I read the Money Map book, and it really just turned my mind around. I knew God was involved, and God was involved with everything in our lives. And there have been several times in our lives where God has just made Himself known, especially with our finances and selling the house, and we've just felt so blessed by God.
You know, Patrick, you must have some goals. What kind of goals do you have you and Heather set for yourself?
Right now, we're just really concentrating on getting back into a house and finding a good deal and saving up a large down payment. For the future, we're just going to follow the money map and hope to achieve financial freedom and be sacrificial givers.
And Patrick, if Heather were here and she were being interviewed today, what do you think she would say is the most important decision along the way to get you to where you are today, to be totally out of credit card debt?
For us, it was definitely selling the house. I think she would agree on that. Another big key that was very difficult for us was getting onto a written budget and just getting set with that. It was very difficult.
And do you use any of the tools that are available or free at crown.org?
We do. We do use the spreadsheets. I've actually implemented a mock envelope systems where I literally just went to the bank and opened up 7 different bank accounts, and my direct deposit gets divided up and put into each one of those bank accounts.
Oh, and so you actually have your envelope system set up at the bank to where you have budgeted by the way you make automatic deposits.
Yeah, it's been great so far. We've been on it for a little bit, and you know, the lady at the bank thought we were crazy opening up 7 different bank accounts, but it's been working. We have different cards with groceries and date night written on them, and it's been working.
Yeah, that's exciting to hear. Now, if I were to have you back on the program and you were able to say, hey, we've made it to the next destination through Destination 4, we're completely debt-free, no student loans, no car loans, we've saved up for a house, we're back in a home, how long is that going to be, Patrick?
Oh, that's tough to say, Chuck. We hope to pay off the car within 3 months and increase our emergency savings a little bit. After that, we are honestly looking at saving up about $15,000 within a year, and we're hoping to put that towards a house or at least improve our living situation.
So maybe in 18 months, you and I are going to be having this conversation again.
That would be wonderful.
Well, I love the fact that you're in process, Patrick, that you're making the right moves, and God is honoring the decisions you've made. Thank you so much, Patrick, for sharing very transparently with us today.
Thank you, Chuck. It's been an honor.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible. Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to this final segment of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Chuck, as we listen to Patrick's story today of the process that he's in and the progress that he's made, I'm reminded of people that, and myself, that, you know, we get on any kind of a kick to stop a habit, whether that's overeating or losing weight or quit using credit cards. And we have great intentions, but often we get stuck between a good intention and action. And I'm sure there are people listening today that resonate with Patrick, and they want to do it and they want to do it and they want to do it, but they just haven't made it over that hurdle. What can we do to help them?
Well, I think there's several points in his story that I hope resonate with people that will allow them to do what you're just saying, Dave, which is to get out of a rut, to stop doing the things that aren't productive. And one of them is what the Lord said in John 13:17. He said to his disciples, "Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." In other words, they knew them. They believed them. I think we have listeners that believe all the things that we're talking about. They just don't do them. They find them interesting. They find them comforting. They kind of long to do those things, but they somehow get stalled and just won't take a step. So the first thing is to take a step. Do something about it. Secondly, is to invest in your success. The Bible says that where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So many times we try to break habits without investing any money into that effort. And so we start this program, or we try to do the very minimal amount to get it done. But in Patrick's case, they sold the house. They didn't just say, "Hey, we're going to refinance." He said, "If we're going to get financial margin, we're going to sell it and we're going to live beneath our means. And it means we're going to be a renter for a while." I was counseling a couple recently, and what they discovered is they had no financial margin in their life. And in their family of four, there were four cell phone plans. Well, I recommended that they eliminate at least two of those. And that was for the cell phones of their teenage children. You know what, Dave? They didn't want to do it. Now, I understand that some of the choices they wanted to make, but so we looked at some other options, and they didn't want to do those either. And they looked at some other options, and they wanted to do those. So what you realize, they didn't want to make any investment in changing their behavior. They wanted everything to stay the same. And then the third thing is to set for yourself some form of reward that keeps you motivated. So begin, act upon it, invest in it, and then set a goal that once you achieve it, there's a reward or a payday or a celebration at the end of that. Now, I know what Patrick's looking forward to. He wants to buy a house. He wants to reduce his debt, get financial margin in his life, and go back at it and be a homeowner. That's a great goal, but he's doing it in proper sequence. And that's what I take from this story today, Dave.
Well, thanks, Chuck. And if you're ready to make an investment in your financial future, head over to crown.org today. You'll find a number of financial tools and resources waiting for you there. That's crown.org. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.